Want to say good evening to everyone. My time is short, so I do not have time to have any preliminaries. But it's just good to see all of you, and we do have some here with us from Riverview. But tonight, we will be talking about the benefits. Want you to turn with me to the book of Ephesians, the first chapter. And there are three that are involved in our benefits: the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And so when Jesus wrote his last will and testament for the church, he made it possible for us to share his spiritual riches. And when we talk about benefits, really we are talking about riches. We're talking about blessings that God has blessed us with. Back over in Psalms 103 and verse 2, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits." In Proverbs 28 and verse 20, he said, "A faithful man shall abound with blessings, but he that maketh haste to be rich shall not be innocent." So I want you to know tonight that we didn't have to try to be rich spiritually, because it was God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit that have made us rich. And we have all of the blessings that he gives. And if we've got all of the blessings that he gives, I believe that we are rich beyond measure. So I want you to look at verse 3. He said, "Blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Now, in Christ is the only place that we can find spiritual blessings. There are no spiritual blessings in any other place. Now, you may find material blessings, but you'll never find spiritual blessings. And that is one of the reasons that we have to be in Christ, in his church, in order to be blessed spiritually. And so these are the blessings that we receive now through the Father. Through the Father, he has chosen us, he has adopted us, and he has accepted us. This is what God the Father has done. Now, the God the Father chose us. How did he choose us? Well, according to 2 Thessalonians, if you will, turn to chapter 2. And he tells us how that he chose us. And of course, it is through the gospel. And that is the reason that we must preach the death, the burial, and the resurrection, the ascension, the exaltation, and the lordship of Jesus Christ. Because this is the only thing that will put us in Christ, is the gospel. So look at verse 13 of chapter 2 of 2 Thessalonians. "But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth. Wherefore, he has called you by our gospel." So you see, we have been called by the gospel of Jesus Christ, and when we obeyed it, to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. "Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by words of our epistle, now our Lord Jesus Christ himself, and God, even our Father, which have loved us and have given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work." These are some of the benefits that we have in Jesus Christ. Then when you look at verse 5 of Ephesians chapter 1, he said, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Now, he predestinated us. What does it mean that he predestinated? Well, he chose us, he elected us. Now, he had a plan, you see, for the chosen. And that is his predestination before the world began. God had a purpose in mind. And the three of the Godhead have made it possible for us to benefit by the blessings that we have in Jesus Christ and in him alone. And so he adopted us. What do you mean when you say he adopted us? You mean that this is the way we got into the church? No, we got into the church through the new birth, through obeying the gospel. But now God has adopted us, gave us an adult standing. We don't have to wait till we become an old Christian in order to benefit by the blessings of God and benefit through his riches, because he adopted us, therefore he gave us an adult standing. And when you go to Galatians chapter 4 and you read verse 1 through 7, you'll find that the adoption took place in order we were servants, but when he adopted us, he made us sons. And so we are no longer servants. Now we're sons. And this is another benefit that we have, that God the Father gives us through his Son. And then he has accepted us in verse 6 to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he have made us accepted in the beloved. Well, what do you mean that he made us? We were not worthy to be accepted unto God. Therefore, it was through Jesus Christ. And that's why we have to deal with his death, his burial, and his resurrection in order to obey and to become a member of his church, that we can be accepted to God, because we're not fit in any other means to be accepted unto God. And then from God the Son, he redeemed us. In verse 7, we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sin. So what are some of the benefits that the Son gives us? He gives us redemption. He gives us forgiveness. He has revealed God's will to us, and he has made us to be an inheritance in the church. So these are benefits that we have in Christ Jesus. Now let's think about this. He redeemed us. What do you mean when you say he redeemed us? He shedded his blood on the cross, according to Revelation 1:5, in order to make us sons and daughters in the body of Jesus Christ. And so he shedded his blood. In Colossians chapter 1, who have delivered us from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of God's dear Son. We have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sin. So all of this comes through redeemed. Jesus redeemed us when he shedded the blood on the cross. What did he do? He paid the price. You see, we were in bondage. We were in bondage to the law. We were in bondage to Satan. We were in bondage to hell. But you know who redeemed us? It was Jesus, and through his blood. When you look at Revelation, the 12th chapter, he talks about the blood of Jesus. We have overcome Satan by what? By the blood. And so it is the blood of Jesus Christ that he shed it on Calvary, that we have the remission of sin. When those people wanted to obey the gospel on the day of Pentecost, and they asked Peter, what must we do to be saved? What did Peter tell them? To repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of sin. Now, why were they being baptized? in order that they could reach the blood that Jesus shed in his death, and they could find the forgiveness of their sin at the same time they received redemption. And in verses 8 through 10, he revealed his will. Here's another benefit. He said, wherefore he has abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to the good pleasure which he had purposed in himself. Now, what is the mystery of his will? Well, the mystery of his will was a sacred secret, and nobody knew that secret, according to Ephesians chapter 3. And later Paul said that God made known unto him and to the apostles the mystery of his will. And so what he has said, that it was through the gospel of Jesus Christ, after the death and the burial and the resurrection of Jesus, now this gospel has been made known, has been revealed. And when they preached it, which Peter preached the first one on the day of Pentecost, and everybody that preaches the gospel must preach the same gospel that Peter preached on the day of Pentecost. And remember in Galatians chapter 1, Paul said, I marvel that some of you are so soon removed from him that called you by the grace of God into another gospel, which there's not another. So we got to preach the same gospel, because this is where we receive the benefits in Jesus Christ. And if you don't preach the gospel of Christ, you'll never get into the church where all spiritual blessings are. And so we must realize that we have got to preach the gospel, and nothing but the gospel of Jesus Christ, in order to put one into the church where he can have the benefits that Jesus Christ have given us through his shed blood. And then the Holy Spirit has sealed us. Here's another benefit. And he has sealed us in verse 13. As sealing implies ownership. Who do we belong to? We are the purchased possession of Jesus Christ. Therefore, we belong to him. It is the finished transaction. It is security and protection. It is a mark of authenticity. It is an earnestness. It is an assurance. It's a guarantee that we are Christ's purchased possession through the blood that his son shedded on the cross. And so these are some of the benefits. Now, there's a part two to the benefits. On tomorrow night, we're going to talk about Romans chapter 5, if you want to study Romans chapter 5 to see some more benefits. Thank you, and may God bless you.